Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, the Lord has blessed us. We'll be getting a lot of new listeners around the world, and I thank God for it. So for the first-time listeners and those of you are familiar with what I always say, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man and the woman of God on tonight that's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight. And the reason I ask you to get your word so you can follow along with them as we go through God's word together, the Lord says in his word that his people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to get your Bibles and paper ready so you can follow along with them as they get ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. My special guest on tonight is none other than Pastor Gary Cooper and his wife, Evangelist Linda Cooper, will be bringing forth the word on tonight. Before they come forth with the word, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, with in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. We just thank you for you being so awesome in all your ways. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in Jesus' name, starting with myself and my entire family, and also Pastor Gary Cooper and his wife, Evangelist Linda Cooper. Forgive them, too, Heavenly Father, their sins and transgressions. And everyone that, Heavenly Father, that are faithful doers of your word all over the land, forgive us because we all stand in the need of forgiveness of our sins because your word says that we all fall short of your glory. In some way, form of another, we always, some way, even if not physically, we may think something wrong. So we need forgiveness. So we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who is the only one that can forgive us of our sins. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. Yes. And we thank you that it never ever lose its power. So we thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father, for your word. And, oh, God, on tonight, we ask that you move by your spirit through your word to the point that those that may be listening that are not saved in your son Jesus' name, that the word will go forth with power on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth even on tonight and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight because we know that you're still saving because we know that it is not your desire that any souls be lost. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for the power that's in the name of Jesus Christ that forgives us from all of our sins. We thank you, Lord, for for knowing that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. And we lift up all those that are having suicidal thoughts, Heavenly Father, those that are dealing with depression on tonight. You know all about it. You know who they are and where they are. So we know that you are the one that can heal, deliver, and set free on tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are behind prison bars for just and unjust reason. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Heavenly Father, let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We now, Heavenly Father, lift up our president to you, Heavenly Father. We know that you are in total control at all times, no matter what other people think. Even our president, in some form, he may think that he's in control, but we who are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that you are in total control at all times because you never sleep nor slumber. And you cannot fail. So we thank you that we belong to you, and your word lets us know that nothing can pluck us out of your hands once we're saved in Jesus' name. So we thank you for knowing that you are ours and we belong to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask that you help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified through it all on tonight. We now lift up every listener, Heavenly Father, that faithfully tunes into this broadcast. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their heart. And, oh, God, continue to bless them as they continue to spread the good news about this ministry, that they can share it with others and let others know that they can tune in and be blessed by it as well, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you would just have your way with your man and woman of God on tonight that's going to deliver your word on tonight. Have your way. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. All those that are touching and grieving in prayer said amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, you are only young once, but you can be immature your whole life. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, you are only young once, but you can be immature your whole life. I'm asking all listeners, do you have your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God that's going to deliver God's word on tonight? If you would please take down these follow announcements. God has blessed this ministry. I have now three other hosts that have shows up under my direction, and it's only God who has opened this door. And so we know that God is using many people to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So I want you all to tune into these other shows and be blessed by them as well. And the first one is titled Theologically Speaking with the host, Jose Dorsey. Again, Theologically Speaking with host, Jose Dorsey. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Clinically Speaking. This is a woman of God. She's a psychologist. Clinically Speaking, I love her show because she always applies the word of God to each situation dealing with her patients. So Clinically Speaking with host C. Ever Renee airs each and every fourth Thursday night and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then finally, we have Ministry Impossible. Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. If you was tuning in earlier on tonight, he did his show on tonight. And this is one of the armor bearers for my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. We are members of the same church. So Ministry Impossible is hosted by Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each and every second Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I want you all to tune in, if you can, to be blessed by God's word through these awesome people that God is also using through this worldwide platform. And again, I thank God that he is blessing this ministry so that we can share it with others, a host that they can spread the good news of Jesus Christ as well. So right now, we're not going to do a music break. I'm going to ask my guest on tonight, Pastor Gary Cooper and his lovely wife, Evangelist Linda Cooper, if they would please share with the listening audience a short testimony. And following their testimony, we're going to ask them to go directly into God's word. So again, our listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with them as we get ready to go into God's word. Pastor Gary Cooper and also Evangelist Linda Cooper, I thank you both for coming on and being able to share your testimony on tonight and also deliver another word of God that God has placed in your heart to share with the listeners on tonight. So I'm going to ask one of you if you could please share with us a short testimony, and following your testimony, if you can go directly into God's word.
Amen. We want to thank you, Minister Brown, for this opportunity to share God's word and to reconnect, because you know, it's been a long time and we know one another. But I want to thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy. You know, today is Valentine's Day, and me and my husband, we've been together for 32 years. So through it all, through the good, the bad, God has seen us through, and he has strengthened us.
Amen.
And we thank and praise God for his grace upon our lives. And with that, honey, you want to go ahead on?
Amen. We first of all, we just want to give honor to God who's held of our life. Amen. We want to give honor to our pastor, Pastor Elizabeth Scales of Celestial Tabernacle, located in Detroit, 9201. Agnes, amen. We love you, Pastor, and we pray that you're listening to us, and we just want to let you know that we love you. Amen?
Amen.
And we want to get ready to go into the Word.
Amen. So, you know, we know that today is Valentine's Day.
Amen.
And, you know, and it's a day that the world has marked saying, you know, that we need to have candy, flowers, presents, and, you know, it's a day that they said that this day is about love. But for many people, it's a day of feeling empty. You know, this is a day of feeling lost. You got a lot of people who don't feel love. And so people are looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, social media is one of the biggest tools of the enemy. And so we got a lot of people, and now, even now, we have the saints that are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, the list go on and on. I was surprised of all the social platforms where people can connect. And, you know, we're looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm going to repeat that again. We're looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, we're looking to be validated.
Amen.
We're looking to find acceptance.
Amen, acceptance.
But how many knows that the only place you can really find acceptance is in God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Amen. And just verse 4. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen. As well as God delights in us, we also have to delight in him. Amen.
Amen. And can you read, honey, can you read Psalms 18 and 9? Psalms 18 and 9.
Psalms 18 and 9. Amen. It says
18:19.
He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me.
Can you repeat that again,
Amen.
Please?
He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. Amen.
And Zephaniah 3 and 17 says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. God, he will rejoice over you with singing. Now, we already stated that hundreds of thousands of people are looking. This is a day of Valentine's, and this is a day that we are supposed to celebrate. But we already know that God said that we are to love every day.
Amen.
And we already reiterated, we're going to say it again, that many of us are looking for love in all the wrong places, trying to find to be validated, trying to find self-worth.
Amen.
But how many know that the only place that you can find self-worth is
Amen.
In the Word of God?
Amen.
And, you know, if we had to drop a thought, the thought would be, God delights in you. God delights in you. The Bible says that that he takes great pleasure.
Amen.
The creators of the universe, the makers of the heavens and the earth, the one who formed you in your mother's womb, he takes great delight in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But many don't know. They have walked away. You know, the world says, you could do it this way. You could find it this way. You know, you got many people who don't care, you know, who just don't know. You know, they don't care how, you know, no matter how bad you think you are God's delight.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter how fat you are God's delight. Even if your marriage seems to be struggling and you at your wit's end, we're here to let you know that you are God's delight.
Amen. And, you know, Psalms 51, and we're going to go to verse 16. And it says, for thou desirest not sacrifices, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Amen. The way we delight God is when our spirit is broken. The way we delight God is when our heart is broken. Amen. And that's when God is delighting us, when we humble ourselves. Amen. Because you know what? You can never please God by your outward actions. Anything that we do,
that's true.
We can't please God, no matter how good. If your inward parts or your attitude is not right, amen? God delights in a broken and contrite heart as well as a broken spirit. And that's the God we serve. All we need to do is humble ourselves, and he will raise us up. He will give us the desires of our heart, amen, as we delight in him.
Amen. And so the thing that we have to learn, saints, people to God, that we have to learn how to delight ourselves in him. We, you know, in order for God to delight in you. The Bible says that he delights in you regardless, but a lot of things that we're looking for to be validated, to be accepted, to be loved, you'll never find it in things and people, but you will find it in God. God will love you unconditionally so. I mean, every day is love. Every day with God is love. God wants to shower down. He wants to embrace you. He will love you unconditionally so. But listen, some of us has walked away with God. Some of us have walked away. But God wants to renew his love
Thank
with
you.
Us. Hallelujah. God wants to renew. He wants to start again. He wants you to return and start again.
Amen.
He's calling for us. Because we're, you, even right now, as much as we look to this or we look to that, we look to this to satisfy us, nothing satisfies us. No matter how much you gain, no matter how much you do, you'll never reach that plateau unless you're with God. God said, delight yourself with me. Learn how to honor me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Learn how to worship me. Learn how to allow me to be that greatest joy in your life. Don't you know when we seek God and we learn how to honor him and we learn how to love him and we allow him to love us, God will love you so that it will just blow your mind.
Amen.
He will blow your mind. He said, listen, Psalms 37:4, what my husband just read. He said, delight yourself. Delight yourself in me, in the Lord, and that he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight. Take pleasure
Amen.
In. Rejoice
Amen.
In God. Learn how to celebrate. Learn how to celebrate your God. Learn how to lift him up. Learn how to praise him.
Amen.
Learn how to sing songs to him.
Amen.
Learn how to love him. And that black hole that you're in, God will bring you out.
Amen.
That the sphere that you're in, God will bring you out. Because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. God will bring you out. He will bring you on top. He will put you above and not beneath. You know, every day is a day of love. God said rejoice.
Amen.
Every day is a day of love.
Amen. In the good times and the bad times.
Yes.
In the sad times.
Yes.
Amen. God wants us to delight in him.
Yes.
And he'll bring us through.
Yes.
Amen. He won't take us out of a lot of the things that we're going through, but he'll take us through it.
Yes.
Amen. Well, we know that at the end, it was God and not us.
Yes.
At the end, it wasn't our brother, our sister, our mother, our father, anybody like that. We know that it was God, and we give him the glory and the praise and the honor because he did it all by himself. Why? First of all and foremost, we delight in our trials and our tribulations. We delight in our shortcomings. We delight in our unbelief. We delight in the things that God wants us to be delightful in. Amen? And God knows what we're going through. He knows exactly where we are, what we need, and what we don't need. Amen? We don't need a lot of people in our lives trying to control our lives and tell us, well, if you do this, this will happen. If you do that, that will happen. No, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give us the desires of our heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all our ways, he'll direct our path. Amen.
And I want to reiterate this scripture one more time, Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will quiet you with his love.
Yes.
And he will rejoice over you with singing. That's a promise of the Lord. That when we can submit, when we can learn, when we can allow him to transform us into his dear image, God will rejoice over you. He said that he will guide you with his love. And he will take great delight. We're here just to drop, a little note to say, listen, God takes delight in you. If you will allow him to do it, if you will give him the chance, God will translate you. He will help you. Listen, where you at now, God will bring victory in your life. We'll witness that if you would allow God, he would bring victory in your life. God delights in you. He delights in you. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him, you know, believe in him, and not only believe, but to surrender. We have to surrender.
Amen.
But the thing is that a lot of us, we don't want to surrender. We want to have our pie and our cake and eat it too. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. But see, the thing is that God has a way, and we have to get back in our word and read. What does God require?
Amen.
Listen, the promises of God are yea and amen. But you have to learn, what does he require? What does he want me to do? Help me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talk to him. Help me to surrender, to learn about you. Because the promises are yea and amen. God delights in you. Before you was created, he delights in you. Regardless of where you at right now, he delights in you. And he's waiting for you to turn again, to start again, to seek him, and to give him glory and honor. Because our Lord Jesus Christ can bring you out of despair.
Amen.
Can put a smile on your face.
Amen.
Can bring joy in your life. Put a leap in your step.
Amen.
To bless you abundantly. Those things that you have need of, God, don't you know he knows?
Shall supply all your needs.
God knows what you stand in need of.
Amen.
And he waiting on you to turn again. To turn again.
To be in that place.
To start again. To begin again. So not right now we want to pray. You
Amen.
Pray on?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to give you praise, glory, and honor right now, God. We ask, oh Lord God, that you bless your word that went forth on tonight, oh God, that each and every one of the hearers, oh God, that they would hide it in their hearts, oh Lord, that they might not sin against you, Lord. And Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you would strengthen each and every one of us right now, God. Strengthen your people each and every way, oh God. Near and far, Lord God. Let your spirit, Lord God, prevail in their lives right now, God. Make changes, oh God, that only you can make in their
yes,
lives right
yes,
now, God.
God.
Heal, oh God, where only you can heal, oh God.
Heal,
deliver,
God.
Lord, where you can only heal and deliver, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus right now, God. For we decree your righteousness in the earth, oh God. We decree your salvation, Lord Jesus, in the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus right now, God. And we ask, oh Lord, that you just strengthen us as we go forth, oh God. Give us your grace and your mercy, oh God. As we delight in you, oh Lord, as you
yes.
delighted in us right now,
yes.
God. We ask, oh God, that you would continue delighting in us, oh God. As we humble ourselves, oh God. As we surrender unto you, Lord God. That you would raise up a standard in our lives,
yes.
oh God. That we might, Lord God, walk victorious in you, oh God. That we might give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare it by faith in your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Cooper, praise the Lord.
Yes,
do not
sir.
Hang up the phone. Do not hang up the phone. I want to give you all an opportunity to share with the listeners how they can contact you and also to give your shout out. But before I do that, I want to kind of piggyback off of your message on tonight with some more scriptures. And just what you all said regarding the Word of God. On tonight, the main
Amen.
Topic was God delights in you. But for those of you who are saved in Jesus' name, and I pray that everyone that's listening are truly saved in his name. But if by chance you are not saved in his name, it's not too late. If you heard this
yes.
voice tonight, you can hear our voice tonight, it's not too late. See, God is waiting on you. Some people say we're waiting on God. No, he's waiting on you. So
yes,
Jesus
man.
Christ is there. He's waiting on you to open up your heart, open up your mouth, open your mouth. And you got to be sincere about it because God is not like man. He is searching our hearts. So if you know that you're not saved and you want to be saved on tonight, all you have to do is open your heart, open your mouth, and ask Jesus Christ, his son, to come into your heart and save you on tonight. And then he will do that. And then once he saves you, he will show you and reveal to you what your God purpose is because only you can
yeah.
fulfill it. And so we want you to know that once you're saved in Jesus' name, then you too can delight in God and in his word. And so I want to add this scripture to this, what we just talking about. And it really also boils down to not only God delights in you, but when he delights in you, he is looking for a particular thing. And this particular thing that God is looking for is called faith.
Yes.
Our faith moves the hand of God. And so in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6 says to us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then in Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then finally, we see also in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, which saith unto us on tonight, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of whom they have not heard? That's a good question. And then he says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And how
Amen.
Shall they and how shall they preach except they be sent? As
Amen.
It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So we have to thank God for his word. And see, you cannot apply God's word if you don't have the word of God in you. You must have, you must first have the word of God in you. So he said, that's why he said, hide thy word in your heart so that you might not sin against him. So, and it goes back to, because we are sinners. We are sinners, but we are saved by grace. Those that are, those of us that are saved, we are sinners. We're all sinners saved by grace. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who came down from glory. And he came down paying a debt that he did not owe, but he paid a debt that he knew that we could not pay. So aren't you glad, saints, on tonight, that Jesus Christ came down himself in the form of flesh, in the form of man, with his holy, precious, righteous blood. And that blood was shed on the cross for you and I. And especially for those that are not listening, I'm not listening, but those that are not saved on tonight, in Jesus' name, again, you can be saved on tonight if you really want to be. God wants you to be saved. Again, he's not his desire any souls be lost. So we have an advocate in the person of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So he did. He came down from glory, and he died. He paid the ultimate price with his precious blood so we can be redeemed and saved through his blood. And now he's sitting right now at the right hand of God in intercession for the saints. So if you're not saved on tonight, if you want to be saved, you can be saved tonight. God wants you to be saved. You just heard the word. You heard the word through Pastor Gary Cooper and his lovely wife, Evangelist Linda Cooper, on tonight. What an awesome word. And see, what I love about God's word, it don't, you don't have to take all day to get God's word across. If you have enough God in you and the word is powerful, it cuts two and four. It cuts down to the marrow of the bone. And they were not long in the message, but the message was powerful. And so I pray that someone has received this message on tonight through God's word, through his vessels on tonight. I pray that you receive this word on tonight and that you were blessed by it. And I pray most of all that if you're not saved, you know if you're not saved or not, and God knows that you're not saved. And my desire, and this desire of Pastor Gary Cooper and his wife Linda Cooper, and every saint that is saved in Jesus' name, it's our desire too that you be saved in Jesus' name while you have time. Guess what? The night is coming. The Lord says in his word, work while it's day because the night cometh. And what do you mean about that, Brother Brown? The night cometh. The night means death. No one can work for God when you're dead. So that's why you got to work while it's day. That means life. While you have life and breath in your body, that's what it means. Work while it's day. While you have a chance, while you can, that you can give God the glory and that you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. Yeah. Because only can fulfill your God purpose. And once you get saved, if you're not saved already, once you get saved in his name, he will reveal to you, if you don't already know what your purpose is, because you can only fulfill your God purpose. Your bishop, your pastor, your mother, your father, your friend cannot fulfill your God purpose. And neither can you fulfill theirs. So God has a plan for your life. That's why you're here. That's why you're, and that's why you're listening to this show on tonight, if you are not saved. So I want you to know, if you hear our voice on tonight, if you just heard this awesome word on tonight, you too can be saved in Jesus' name. And yet that way, you know your God purpose and you can fulfill it, and that God will be glorified through it. So right now, we're thanking Pastor Cooper and his wife for that awesome, powerful word on tonight. And right now, Pastor Cooper and Sister Linda Cooper, I want to give you all an opportunity to share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you. And then after that, you can give your shout out if you would be ready to do so, please.
Amen.
Amen. We want to give, well, we're going to restate it
once again.
Our pastor is Pastor Elizabeth Scales.
Celestial Tabernacle. Amen. We're located on 9201 Agnes in Detroit. Amen. And we just thank God that is a Bible-believing church. Amen.
Yes.
She preached the truth.
Yes.
Amen. And we just thank God for the deliverance that goes forth in that church and the healing.
Yes.
Amen. God, he has put a mighty woman of God over Celestial, and we thank God for her. Amen.
Amen. And then also we want to thank, you know, everybody that we maybe text or calls and ask them to support us.
Amen.
So we don't know who has tuned in to listen, but we want to thank God for the opportunity just to just to
minister
speak
his word.
A
Amen.
Word,
just to share the word,
a word
of God.
Of encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. And just want to, you know, God delights in us, those who know Jesus Christ. And, you know, the thing is, brother, that, you know, you got saints, people who confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But some, you know, the world has crept in, and now we think that we have to do what the world do. But we don't.
Not so.
Not so. If we would just stay in this word and allow God to translate us, to clean us, to perfect us.
Amen. Thank you.
He
Jesus.
Delights in us. And I got to say it again. God takes delights in his people. He said, listen, we're the apple of his eye. When we can surrender to God and do what he said, seek my kingdom and my righteousness. What you mean, his righteousness? My righteousness of doing things right. When we can do things right, when we can honor God, he said, we're the apple of his eye. God delights in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care. You know, sometimes we saints mess up. Because we mess up. But God is saying, listen, I will renew.
Oh.
He will renew. He'll start again. You can start again. You can return again. And it's so important that we understand that God has a way. The world has a way, but God has a way.
Amen.
And his way is that of submitting holiness, cleanness. But he said when we reverence and obey him, he'll bless us.
Amen.
We're the apple of his eye.
A broken and contrite heart. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, because the word of God says, you know, we are in the world, but we are not of this world. And that's
yeah.
why and those that are not saved, they think we are peculiar. The word of God says we are peculiar people. The world do not understand the things of God. So
yeah.
if you know that you are a servant, you are an ambassador, you are a vessel of the Most High God, you
yeah.
are walking in God's favor, and you are doing what God has called and ordained for you to do that will be pleasing to him, you continue to walk in the ways of God according to his word and according to his will for your life, then you will be pleasing to God. And we already know that when we are being pleasing to God, that the enemy do not like it. So he's going to try to do everything in his power, limited power. See, God has all power. Yes, the
yeah.
enemy do have power, but he has limited power. And thank God he has all power, even over hell, death, and the grave. So God
Amen.
Has all power in his hands, no matter what our president thinks. And sometimes he kind of make people think that he is in control of things and he has power. Yeah, he might have some power. He has limited power too, but God is even over him. So we have to know
yeah.
in whom we serve and whom we believe. So the next
yeah.
question for you is, from me is, whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you believing the report of the world? Are you believing the report of man? No, I stand and believe in the word of God. I stand and believe the report of God. So I thank God for Pastor Gary Cooper and Evangelist Linda Cooper for sharing with the listeners on tonight of my mighty word of God. And I know God is glorified through this word on tonight, and I know the enemy is even more horrified because of this word that just went forth. So we know because of that, God's word has power. And so we want
Thank
you to know, again, once again, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, if you heard this word on tonight, if you hear our voice on tonight, it's not too late. Don't take life for granted because God, we don't know. We can be here today. There's an old saying that you can be here today and gone tomorrow. But the way things are going now, we can be here today and gone the next second. And so don't take it for granted. Don't take your life. Don't take your soul for granted. Because guess what? Your soul is living in a body. Your soul, your body is going to die. And that soul got to leave this building one day. And so where is your soul going to go after we leave this body? There's only two places it's going to go, either hell or heaven. There's no in-between. Some people have been bamboozled by thinking that they have an in-between. No, there's no in-between.
Amen.
Jesus let us know in his word there's a heaven and a hell, and that's only two places. So which one are you destined to go to? So if you want to go to heaven, and you got to be saved in Jesus' name. So
Amen.
I want to say personally to Pastor Cooper and to Evangelist Linda Cooper, I thank you all once again, and I pray that the listeners were blessed by this word. I know that I was truly blessed by the word of God through you all on tonight. And so we're going to give it a yield tonight for this tonight's show. But I want every listener to know that I do pray for you. I do not know who you are personally, but we serve a God that knows who you are. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what you stand in need of.
See,
God is
Amen.
Not a man that he shall lie. He said he will give us the desires of our hearts. So I'm asking all listeners, continue to pray for this ministry. Continue to pray for this worldwide platform. Continue to lift me up in prayer as I continue to pray for you, because
Amen.
God is doing a mighty work through this worldwide platform. And guess what? The best is still yet to come. And I want you, the
Amen.
Listeners, to be a part of it. And so I just thank God for what he's doing in my life personally and through this ministry, through this worldwide platform. So right now I want the listeners to know that you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. And I want you to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, james_browns1558@yahoo.com. So on tonight, we're going to close out kind of early, but God has been truly glorified through his word on tonight through Pastor Gary Cooper and Evangelist Linda Cooper on tonight. So I know God was glorified, and so we're just going to end the show at that note for tonight. So I want you all to know to continue to tune in and be blessed by God's word through this ministry. On this coming Saturday night, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is my first cousin. He will be bringing forth the word of God again on this coming Saturday, February the 16th at 8 p.m. He comes forth every third and fourth Saturday night, bringing forth God's word. He's another powerful, awesome man of God. I'm not just saying it because he's my first cousin, because he is a man of God, and he knows how to deliver God's word, just like Pastor Gary Cooper and Sister Linda, Evangelist Linda Cooper did just on tonight. So we thank you for tuning in. Faithfully continue to tune in and be blessed. Until the next time, continue to keep us lifted up in prayer, as I will be continuing to keep you all lifted up in prayer. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.